Burkeville residents are hoping YVR will fill in the gaps of a tree buffer alongside Russ Baker Way to create a noise and pollution barrier for their Sea Island community. 20 years ago, trees were planted along the berm that separates Burkeville from the busy road, but many quickly died, leaving three large gaps. It's a bit of mystery for the Sea Island Community Association as to what YVR is planning to do on the berm, which is under their jurisdiction. The association would like to have either new trees planted or even a constructed barrier put up. The association has been told by YVR some things have been trialed, but they're not sure what was tried nor whether there is any ongoing progress on the issue. They hope YVR's planners, as well as other experts such as landscape architects or engineers, will come to speak with them to come up with structural solutions, so we can be part of it, Sea Island Community Association President Thomas Ravoxi told the Richmond News. The association's vice president, Lori Cockerill, said there's been a lack of communication between the association and the airport authority, making it hard to build trust. Ravoxi characterized the relationship between the two entities as fledgling. The respect and trust is still being built, he added. In a statement to the news, YVR clarified cedar trees were initially planted along Russ Baker Way as part of a community consultation. Many, however, didn't survive and were replanted. However, the trees continue to struggle in the area. A YVR spokesperson said in the statement, but they continue to consider landscape options for this area. At a recent Parks, Recreation and Cultural Committee meeting, CAUN, Laura Gillanders, who is the council liaison to the association, brought up the issue, asking staff whether the city could just plant the trees, with the permission of YVR. It's not so simple, however, as money for tree planting in Richmond comes from either developer fees for parks or tree contribution funds, both of which are dedicated funds restricted by bylaws on how they can be used. Mayor Malcolm Brody suggested City Council write to the chair of the Airport Authority Board of Directors asking for the situation to be addressed. YVR knows about planting trees, look at Grand McConaughey Way, we just need to push them a little bit, Brody said. The land is under the jurisdiction of the airport, but one tree that's fallen onto a fence, which is currently unrepaired, has been half cleaned up.